Behind Closed Doors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, the New York Attorney General's office is set to release its testimony from Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis. The transcript will go to federal regulators and officials in charge of bailout money. The Wall Street Journal reports this morning that testimony indicates Lewis was told to stay quiet about the kinds of losses facing Merrill Lynch before the bank acquired Merrill. From New York, here's Ashley Melntite.
Normally, a company is obliged to let shareholders know a prospective acquisition is in financial trouble. Armed with that knowledge, shareholders can opt to scrap a deal. But Ken Lewis apparently felt Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson wanted him to keep quiet about Merrill Lynch's financial problems. The Journal says Lewis's testimony shows he felt the government was pressuring him to buy Merrill, warning him its collapse would cause deeper havoc in the financial system. Lewis's testimony also indicates the government would have forced him out if he decided to drop the deal. Many B of A investors were furious when they found out how much money the newly acquired Merrill Lynch had lost. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Talks get underway tomorrow in Washington among the world's financial leaders. In addition to finance ministers meeting this weekend, members of the World Bank and International Monetary Fund will get together as well. The discussion's all a part of an effort to try and resolve the differences in how to go about fixing the global economic fallout. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow closed down 82 points, about a percent, to close at 7886. The S&P lost a little ground, too, but NASDAQ shares were up slightly. Late yesterday, Apple Computers reported better-than-expected profits, up 15%. That's thanks to robust iPhone and iPod sales. European shares are higher at this hour. They just turned higher, and Asian markets closed up 1 to 2%. Italy's Fiat Group, which could very well take a minority stake in Chrysler, said today it lost money in the first quarter, more than $500 million. That number compares with Fiat's net profit of $500 million reported this time last year. GM workers may find out today how long production will shut down for the summer. The automaker's looking at ways of cutting costs and reducing inventories that just aren't moving. Marketplace's Renita Jablonski joins us now to talk about what GM might do. Renita, what's on the table here?
Well, what we're hearing is that the company is considering a production shutdown for up to 9 weeks. So this two-month shutdown would affect the majority of GM's factories. What could be spared are those factories making some of the more popular cars and trucks. This would happen around the normal two-week shutdown that happens every year in July. That shutdown happens when the changes are being made to switch from one model year to the next.
Yeah. So who else is affected by all of this?
Well, there's concern out there from dealers and analysts that think, okay, if you go for a 9 week shutdown, this could actually scare away some potential car buyers, you know, thinking, what's going on there? Why are they having to shut down for so long? And there's also concern that it could be pretty hurtful to a lot of the auto parts suppliers that are already in trouble because of the dismal sales.
All right. Marketplace's Renita Jablonski. Thanks.
No problem.
We're just about to mark President Obama's first 100 days in office. That's what's known in Washington as the honeymoon. And a new Associated Press GFK poll says more people believe the nation is headed in the right direction than wrong. That's the first time that's happened in more than 4 years, shortly after Saddam Hussein was captured in Iraq. Mr. Obama's job approval number is at 64%. That's down slightly from another poll taken in February. And more than 90%, 9 in 10 Americans, say the economy is an important issue. That's the highest ever for an AP poll.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Strikes and street protests are almost as French as cigarettes before dessert. But in the last few months, French workers facing layoffs have started taking things to new extremes. Anita Elash takes a look at the now more radical French labor movement.
One of France's richest men, François-Henri Pinault, held hostage in a taxi by workers upset at plans to close stores and lay people off at Fnac, Pinault's chain of culture and electronics stores. Eric Maclou, who's been at Fnac for nearly 30 years, said it was a last resort for employees who felt no one was listening to them.
We wanted him to see how real people see things, to say, there are real people in the stores you own. They have faces and voices, and they are our faces and voices.
Pinault is just one of the bosses who's been trapped in close quarters with angry employees. In the last couple of months, there have been boss nappings at companies like 3M, Sony, and Caterpillar. Some factories have been occupied for weeks. Bernard Vivier, director of the Paris-based Higher Institute of Work, says relations between unions and companies have always been tough in France. He says labor relations are marked by confrontation, barricades, and mistrust. In France, you go on strike first, and then you negotiate. Boss nappings were common in the 1970s, when unions were pushing for more rights. Labor expert John Evans says workers have returned to those extreme measures because they have far fewer options in the depressed French labor market than they might have, say, in the U.S.
There are no alternative jobs. So there's not the option either of finding jobs locally or indeed, when this is happening on a national scale, saying, OK, we'll move to the equivalent of California.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy has said the government will start punishing boss napping and other illegal protests. But in the meantime, it looks like radical measures are succeeding. Most workers have successfully negotiated better severance packages after letting their bosses go. In Paris, I'm Anita Elash for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Thursday.
American Public Media.